Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, and we are back. It's Marriage and Martinis. Thanks for joining us once again. And if it's your first time,
oh boy,
thanks for joining us for the first time. I don't know. That's all I got. If you're a newbie, I'm Adam.
A newbie.
If they're the first, well, if they've been here before, they know I'm Adam.
Isn't that like a Star Trek term or something?
No, it's actually noobs. If you're a noob,
what's a noob from Star Trek?
I don't know. No, noob is like a newbie.
From a movie, too, but I don't know what movie it is from.
Yeah.
Noobs. I have to look that up. It's from a movie.
Yeah. So if you're a first-timer, I'm Adam, and you are?
Rebecca.
What?
Like what? Yeah, I'm Danielle.
But they don't know if it's their first time.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe they know from Instagram or something. Maybe they saw one of my porno films.
We all saw that post of yours.
What post? Oh.
Yeah. Somebody says, hey, I recognize you. Yeah. I do porn. Yeah.
I want to do that. I'm putting that on my bucket list.
Okay.
That I'm going to answer. That way,
sure.
If someone asks me, like if one of our kids at a conference, what if one of their teachers say that?
Yeah, like,
that's
hey,
my response.
I recognize you. Hey, my son's teacher.
Yeah.
I do porn.
Oh, yeah. Did you see, have you seen what are porns called? Are there even porn movies anymore? It's all like YouPorn and Pornhub and all those places. Maybe they'll sponsor us.
Ooh. That's a good idea.
Yes. Or better yet.
Yes.
Maybe they want to hire me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I hear they're looking for 41-year-old moms of 3 with C-section scars.
There are fetishes for anything you
100%.
Can think of.
Is there a fetish for the fact that I haven't washed my hair since Sunday?
Well, you have my blessing to go do YouPorn.
Really?
Sure.
Wow.
Are you kidding?
Okay. Awesome.
So we are going to lighten things up a little bit for this episode. I think we've been on a little tangent of...
Tangent?
Is that a good word?
No.
Oh, we've been on a...
Kick?
Sure.
Bender is more the word for us. We've been on a bender.
A lot of our past episodes have been kind of serious. So it's time to just lighten it up a little bit, right? Mm,
yes, I think people are probably listening, thinking that we are the voice of seriousness in the podcast industry.
We talked about our past, we talked about goals, we talked about health and exercise and strengths of our parenting.
I know, but none of them are like life-changing, like, you know.
No, but this is just a fun episode with no moral value whatsoever.
I disagree.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ooh,
I
can't wait to hear.
I disagree. I think there are some lessons to be learned.
All right, so
maybe not.
So the lessons to be learned in this episode is about how we're embarrassed to admit certain things about ourselves.
Mm-hmm. But the first lesson to be learned is, who gives a fuck? Let's just say it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, enough.
I mean, look, I mean, we're doing it.
Well, we have, yeah, I mean, at this point, listen.
I feel like
there's no going back.
Every episode for me is like an admission of some kind of embarrassment. Mm-hmm. So what's the difference here? Mm-hmm.
We've already relinquished our possibilities of running for office. I'm probably off the table for PTA president anytime soon after
this
podcast.
Long ago, honey.
Well, but for real now, like even to go back to teaching now.
All right. So yeah, we're talking about things that we should be embarrassed to admit, but we're probably not.
I am embarrassed to admit some of this.
Are you really?
Uh-huh. Wow. Sure. That's, yep. Mm-hmm. That's why I put some of the more embarrassing ones towards the end after I've finished my cocktail.
All right. Just dive in.
Dive in, baby.
All right. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm going first?
You're going first this time.
Okay.
Right, I'll go first.
Yeah, you go first. All right. I like it better like that. Don't, it's my OCD. I need you to go first.
I'm starting with my most embarrassing thing I think I want
really?
To admit. Yeah. Because I have a lot. Listen, I've divulged enough throughout this podcast of things that I do that are embarrassing. But this one I've never spoken about. And
do I know about it?
You've hinted to the fact that you've known about it about, how old is Ian? 10? So 10 years ago, you said something to me about this?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so interested.
Ready?
I don't know. Go ahead.
I trim my leg hair.
Really? Like regularly?
I was working out hardcore.
I don't think that's so embarrassing, is it?
Really?
God damn it, I gotta redo mine.
Well, no, I have.
This is your most embarrassing one.
No,
that you
not most embarrassing, but most coming forth with, but not
I
the
mean,
worst thing I could
their
do.
Leg hair. Swimmers like wax
well,
their
yeah,
entire
but I'm not
bodies.
A swimmer.
Right. Right.
But like I get some crazy leg hair
well,
and I
just,
hate it.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
embarrassed
yeah,
by
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I trim it. I right. go to like a five or something. Like I
oh,
don't,
so you use an actual trimmer.
I use a trimmer. I when nobody's home, everybody's left. I'll
just
go,
your legs.
I go into no, I manscape.
Okay.
Okay.
The so, pubic area too?
Of course.
Okay.
I go into the shower. Nobody's home,
I
so
never,
nothing
I mean,
can happen.
Okay, okay.
And yeah, I'll take my trimmer in there, put it on like I think a five, and I'll yeah, I'll do it. Probably once a month.
Hmm.
Yeah. Makes me
That's
feel better
more
about
than
my legs.
I shave.
Because Is that weird? Like for?
I mean, I don't know. I never really noticed. Or I mean,
when we were when I said you noticed 10 years ago, you were in the hospital with Ian uh-huh. being born, and uh-huh. I came in and I was holding Mia, and you said, "Did you shave your legs?"
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And had you?
Well, I trimmed,
oh.
And I'm like. I don't remember what I said. Doesn't matter. But I was just like, no, I didn't do anything.
Well, you do as a guy. You take good care. I feel like you're
well,
like
I'm a manscaper.
You're like, on yeah. You're on top of it. You buy all these like crazy like you have like a nose hair trimmer and
well,
an ear hair trimmer.
Everybody does.
Oh, really?
Yeah, everybody.
I don't.
Every guy has that.
Oh, how come guys grow nose and ear hair so much more than women? I like that you guys have to deal with that.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Mm, I kind of like that you have yeah. to. Mm-hmm.
And it gets worse as you get older.
Oh, it sure does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? So I'm so bad?
No. Oh. I mean, no. Like once in a while you have like one like poking out of your.
That's the worst thing. Mm. I spoke about this in one of our first episodes. Like all of a sudden you'll wake up the next morning and there's like an inch long hair coming out of the top of my ear. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the fuck? Where did that come
well,
from?
Well, women get that. Oh, well, men always have hair in their nipples, but women get that in their nipples.
Ew.
I know. You probably don't want me to go out. That should be on my list. But I just came out with it. Man, that was a freebie.
That's disgusting.
That should have been. I mean, it's like all about, I don't know, hormones and estrogen and stuff. Some women get a lot of them. Listen, we have to fucking deal with a lot of shit.
Like, remember in Teen Wolf when he goes into the locker room and he finds that like 5-inch long
right.
hair coming out of his chest,
yeah,
like
and
the
he's
first
like, what the
werewolf
fuck is
hair?
This? Uh-huh.
It's like that coming out of your fucking ear for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
I love it. I want stuff like that to happen to you more.
All right.
It doesn't happen often enough.
So, yeah. So, I do. I trim my leg hair.
Okay. Wow. Everyone right now is
what,
on
that's
Twitter.
Not bad. I thought that
tweeting
would be a bad
about
thing.
This. Come on.
I thought that would be like an embarrassing, like.
You trim your leg hair? Really?
All right. Go ahead. Yeah. Good. Okay. Good for me.
Yeah. Maybe you don't have many embarrassing things.
I do.
Oh, okay. Well, my first one is about both of us. And it's something that I'm able to admit a bit more easily, but it has been an embarrassing thing for us. And we did mention it on another episode, but our sleeping in separate bedrooms.
Yeah.
I'm always I'm always embarrassed. I don't really like with friends and stuff. I feel like they're going to think it's really weird. And, and I think a lot more people do it than, we know about or whatever, but, like sometimes the kids will have friends over and they'll go into, you know, they'll be like about to sleep in the guest, you know, in the guest room or something. They'll be like, am I sleeping in your room or dad's room? Right. And I'll be like, don't say that. Like, don't,
right.
You know, because I mean, as much as we're together all the time, when it comes time to go to sleep, you go in a separate room.
Mm-hmm.
Although like we were in New York for three nights together, we slept together, but it was a mess because you grind your teeth and everything. And I love
fart in your sleep.
I do. Don't say that. Is that true?
No, you snore.
Oh.
Like,
well, you snore too. Is this supposed to be stuff only I'm embarrassed to admit? That's embarrassing stuff that you reveal.
No,
around
we have thing. Good reason for sleeping separately. Mm-hmm. My teeth grinding and your snoring and my
and
light
snoring.
Sleeping.
Right.
Keep us separate.
Right. And I like to get up in the morning, in the middle of the night. If I can't sleep, I go on my phone, I turn on the TV. Like, I don't want to deal with having to. Anyway, there's a thousand, you know, things I could say about it, but it is definitely something I've always been embarrassed to admit. But mm-hmm. I do know that, you know, since I've admitted it, there have been so many people who've said, oh, my God, us too.
Oh, really? Like,
oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Read on Instagram.
Is that true? Like, so other people.
Oh, yeah.
Do that too?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Listen, you gotta fucking do what works for you. And we both need sleep. Granted, you have a teeth, what is it? The thing you put in you're supposed to put in your mouth that you bought and never wear.
Oh, my
mouth guard.
Yeah, sure. It's just a tray that goes.
I know, but why don't you wear it?
Because it's uncomfortable. It helps. It makes me not sleep as well because.
Well, you probably have to get used to it.
Yeah, I guess so.
But anyway, so that to me is a big thing. And like, you know, sometimes, you know, I mean, people come over and or sleep over or whatever. And sometimes we sleep together just fine. And on vacation, yeah. We always sleep together.
Always. Yeah.
But I mean, you know, 99.9% of the time we sleep in separate mm-hmm. beds. And that to me, you know, listen, I'm saying it on a fucking podcast, so obviously I'm okay revealing it. And I think it's important to say, like, we all do different stuff. People have different bank accounts, which I know you probably wish was the case for us. And like, people have
I have my Swiss bank account that
right,
you don't know about.
Right, that you go monthly and check on
yeah,
in Switzerland.
Mm-hmm. Take a look at that.
But, you know, you got to do what works for you. And, you know, and this works for us. And, you know, we still are like, we still snuggle and hug and have sex and all that stuff. And like, it's just sleep. Like we just sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, look, if you want good sleep right. and there's a reason you can't together.
Right. But also uh-huh. I know of people like my sister and her husband love sleeping together. Like that's a big part of the, you know, like they love that. They, you know, they're very like, that's a big deal for them, which I also think is very sweet. And I'm a little jealous
of. Well, it's very sweet, but why? Like
no,
when
don't
you're
say
sleeping,
why.
Don't you want to just be like alone with like wrapped around in blankets?
Well,
and,
not everybody.
Right.
I mean, it depends. They like to sleep together and I think that's very sweet and nice. And I'm a little bit jealous, but it doesn't work for us.
No.
So we have to do what works for us.
Damn right.
Maybe one day when the kids are out of the house and we don't need as much sleep, we'll, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Who knows? But anyway, that was my first one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not so bad.
It's getting to be better. For a little while, I used to not want to tell anybody.
Right.
But now I'm getting a little bit more open about it. What are you laughing at?
I mean, listen, the shit we've divulged here and you're going to worry about like sleeping separately.
Well, because that's people assume that there's something wrong with your marriage. Like if you say like, oh, they're sleep, you know, the first thing the National Enquirer will say about a couple when they're, you know, if they're like trying to say they're headed toward divorce is, you know, sleeping in separate bedrooms, in separate rooms of their house. Like
that's the first thing
that people will say like, oh, did you know they sleep in separate bedrooms? Mm-hmm. Like that's an assumed your marriage must not be doing well.
Oh, I think of it as that we know what works for us and it works better for us. So our marriage is better.
Yeah.
Because we get sleep.
But for some reason, you know, but it's always been the standard that,
sure,
you know,
course.
Couples sleep in the same bed. So, you know, so we go against that standard.
Except for Wilma and Fred Flintstone. They slept separate beds in the same room, but separate beds.
Right. And they were beds made of rock. So they were fucked from the get-go.
Okay. For my next one,
mm-hmm.
Not a big deal, but listen,
they're all going to be not a big deal. Right.
Okay. We talk about like OCD a lot with your problems with OCD. I've never had a problem with OCD except when it comes to certain things. So my closet,
except for my OCD,
my closet organization.
Oh my God.
I don't talk about typically. So
hashtag serial killer.
Right. Well, I think we've even spoken about this before, but so I have to make sure that every drawer has a certain spot for everything, right? So underwear goes in the right corner, front corner of this drawer. The socks go in the left drawer, in the back corner of that drawer. Not only that, like, but my button shirts have to go with my button shirts. My short sleeve shirts have to go with my short sleeve shirts. But the worst part is I will literally get stressed where with my like short sleeve shirts, should I hang them by style then by color, or by color then by style?
Oh my, I'm going to have to take some pictures of your closet and put it like on Instagram.
Like I have a rainbow of,
I'm doing that.
Cause when I find a shirt I like, I buy it in every color because I know it works for me. I like it. And so I buy it in every color. So if I find another shirt, same situation, I buy it in every color. So do I organize my closet by that style or by the color? And then the like, it stresses me out.
Oh my God.
It's fucked up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have always said, as much also with separate bedrooms, we've always said, so we one time, our first house, we had one closet that we shared. Mm-hmm. And we literally took part of the attic space and made a separate closet because we could not share a closet.
Nope.
Because you are psycho killer closet. Like you are legitimately like, I mean, it's insane.
Yeah.
And I am a normal person.
No, you're beyond not
normal.
No,
the opposite. Yeah, yeah, I know. Right. No, my closet's a shit show. It's
no,
terrible.
I have a drawer for printed shirts. I have t-shirts. I have a drawer for solid t-shirts. Whites go up in the drawer with my underwear. Yeah, everything has a spot. Mm-hmm. Workout clothes go in the bottom drawer left.
I think that's the first thing that they look for when someone's like a murderer. They're like, oh, let's check his closet.
Yeah.
And you would be 100%.
Yeah.
Like, I think probably that would be if they like... That would be one of the things that if you were on trial for murder, the prosecution would probably point out.
I have
your
a
closet.
Rack for work jeans, and then I have another rack for go out jeans, sorted by like what kind of style. It's weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
I get it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's so funny because my next one is mine's about OCD also, but mine is like real OCD.
Right.
So my embarrassment, and it's not embarrassment, it's just something that I don't talk about very much because I'm always talking about how I had a terrible bout with OCD for a long time, and I really did. It was debilitating and everything. But one thing that I don't talk about as much is that there's still a lot of stuff from my OCDs that I still practice and haven't been able to get rid of. Like a lot of daily things, like a lot of my counting. Like I do everything in fours.
And I didn't know that.
I know you don't know that because it's just part of my being. If you ever notice, if you ever come and like do the volume on the TV after I leave.
I know you. I know you're even.
Yes, always even.
Yes.
So the thermostat in my car or in the house or the remote. If I make something for the kids, like everything has to be even numbers. And I still very much practice that. And I'll like waste shit because I have to do even numbers or like I still.
Wait, what's the four
thing?
I'll
take two pieces of paper because I can't take one piece of paper.
What's the four thing? Because I don't know about
this. Oh, so the four thing is like, okay, if you go on Instagram, for instance, this is the first thing that pops into my head. I can think about it in so many ways. On Instagram, I use tons of emojis. It's quicker a lot of times than responding in words. And, you know, if I'm responding to a lot of messages or a lot of comments, I'll use emojis. There, you will never see, and if you're on Instagram, you can go and check for yourselves, unless it's some random mistake, you will never see that I haven't done something either in twos or in fours, and it's usually in four. I will never just put one emoji after okay, a message.
But it's even. It's but
always even, either two or four. I would say 80 to 90% of the time it's four.
Because more than four is too many. So six would be like overkill. But it's more about even
exactly.
than two or four.
Yeah, I just tend to do, yeah, it just tends to be a
that
four.
That makes sense, I think. Even feels comfortable.
Right, but you would that. Never, you could turn up the thermostat and just set it a number. You wouldn't be concerned about whether it was an even or odd number when no, you turned up the thermostat.
But I kind of get even is comfortable, odd is not.
Yeah, but whereas other people would just do things and not think about it, the volume on the TV, don't you just turn it up till it's at the volume you want it to be at? You don't turn it up to like 12 or 14.
Not unless you're crazy.
Oh, okay. Well, I, you know, that's like, whereas other people will think about things. I mean, I could say it about everything. You know, the morning, every morning I make the kids waffles or, you know, Eggo waffles or whatever, and I'll open the container and I never take the first waffle. I always take the second and the third waffle.
Really?
Yeah. Or the, yeah, I never take
I'm the first. I'm learning shit, like.
Because wow. it's so ingrained in my daily being.
Right. That it's just,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And there's so many times still that I'm like, I'll say to myself, don't do it. Don't give into it. And then I'll walk away and I'll be like, I can't do it. Something bad is going to happen.
Okay.
You know?
But like, who cares? Like, does it matter that you took the second and third waffle before the first waffle?
It would be nice to be able to just live and not have that in my mind all the time, to just okay. be able to do things. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I thank my lucky stars that it's not what it was to want, you know, it's not changing my well-being. It's not affecting our family like it was. I'm not a prisoner in my mind anymore. None of that. But like, what I'm saying is I still deal with it every day. And, you know, I think sometimes I don't talk about it because it's maybe not as serious enough to talk about, but it very much all day long. I'm doing anything with numbers.
Okay.
You know, but I don't say much about it because it's not, you know, it's not life changing.
Right.
But it would be great, you know, like if I'm in the car with somebody and they're controlling the thermostat and they set it to like 71. Oh my God. I'm like, it's not my car. If they're driving and they set, you know, you can't change somebody else's unless you're like really close with them. You can't change the thermostat. And I'm like, dying inside, wanting to just change it to 72.
Well, yeah, 70. Obviously, because who the hell wants their car at 71 degrees? That's hot as shit. Mm. All right, light episode. Let's move on because
I think that was pretty light, right?
That was pretty hardcore.
It was?
I think.
Oh,
I think
God,
so.
I haven't even gotten to the hard ones yet. Okay.
All right, let's move on to the lighter stuff.
Oh, I don't know if I have any lighter stuff. Okay.
All right. So I'll flush as I go so nobody can hear me go. And if for whatever reason I just flush and I can't flush again, I'll turn the water on.
Really?
Yep.
You are like, there's so many things that, I mean, we talked a little bit about the fact that like we stayed at this hotel and it was the door to the bathroom was
yeah.
awful. I mean, how anybody designed a hotel room like that. We love you, Beekman, New York, but come on. Give us some fucking privacy.
I went to the bathroom in the Beekman and flushed as I went so that there would be no sounds coming from the bathroom.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, you were in there one day and I was like, can you fucking leave, please? Because you're like walking around and everything and I had to like go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're on this romantic vacation.
Right.
And I don't want to, you know.
So, So for me, I don't like sounds coming out of the bathroom. So I'll turn the water on so it's running. So you hear the, you know, the shh. Or thank God in our house we have the fan that's loud in downstairs. So I can go in there and turn that on. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So
are you bothered if you hear me going to the bathroom?
Damn right.
Oh, do you hear me going to the bathroom often? Oh.
Nope. I leave the house when you go to the bathroom, so I don't have to hear you go to the bathroom.
It. No, you don't. All right. So you flush as you go.
I flush as I go.
Okay.
Yep.
See, we are not the couple. Like, some couples will, like, be on the... We actually had the photo shoot where you're on the toilet, and I'm, like, pouring
Which
you
was
the champagne.
So not me.
It was so not you, but it's the whole idea of, like, you know... we don't have any space and whatever. Right. So the bigger picture of it makes sense. And it's a hysterical picture. But you, oh my God, you are like so anti-bathroom sharing of any kind.
Nope. Yep. If anybody goes to the bathroom, everybody else leave the house.
Well, you don't care if the kids hear you.
No, not at all.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, not bad. I give it like a
C plus.
5.5 out of 10. Yeah, you're getting there.
Okay.
Okay. All right. My third one is about, you keep bothering me about getting a tattoo. Mm-hmm. You really want me to get a tattoo. And I've always really wanted a tattoo.
A tattoo. What?
So I have wanted one, but I keep putting off getting one.
Yep.
And you even said to me before, like, I made a deal when I said 200,000 episodes that I would get one, and I keep putting it off, and I haven't really, like, even looked into it, even though, like, I'm 40 fucking 1 years old. Like, I, if I'm going to do it, I want to, like, be able to enjoy it before, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I know. So here's my thing. The thing that I am kind of embarrassed to admit is that I'm a 41-year-old, and I still think that I'm not getting a tattoo because I'm worried about disappointing my dad.
Well, I had the same thing.
You did?
I got it when my grandmother was alive.
Okay.
And she's old school Jewish, mm-hmm. like you don't get tattoos. Same as my parents. So I had the same thing.
What was your parents' reaction when you got the tattoo?
That's a good question. I don't even remember.
Right.
Probably some shock.
Right. Probably not shock with you.
Not shock for me, but shock to themselves that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. Mm-hmm. I remember showing my grandmother, who's, you know, she grew up Orthodox, mm-hmm. you know, and laughed at it. And like,
she was okay with it.
Yeah, like in a good way. Right. Like, and
so, I think maybe as you get older, you get a little, maybe.
You get more sensible.
No, not more sensible.
Yes, more sensible.
No, it's more like, you know what?
Right.
I'm not
sensible.
I'm not gonna,
exactly.
Yeah, I guess. But my thing is that, you know, he's such an amazing dad and such an amazing man and everything. But he and I have always differed in the fact that, you know, he's super religious and very conservative about certain things. And I'm really worried about him being disappointed. Like, I can remember being younger, and one time I slept at a friend's house, and when I lied about where I was going or whatever, and I remember he called me because he had called the parent whose house I said I was sleeping at, and I was sleeping at a different person's house, and he called me, and he said, Danielle, he said, I am appalled and astounded that mm-hmm. you would lie to me. And I was like, all right, first of all, I don't know what the fuck either of those words mean, but I know it's bad and I know I'm in trouble. And I've never forgotten that because, mm-hmm. you know, he.
But you know, you're 41 now.
I'm 41.
And you're married and with your own family.
That's the embarrassing part. I know. So, and you know, I'm worried, I guess. And then there's also that thing about, you know, that long standing thing about if you're Jewish and you get a tattoo, you can't be married.
Which is bullshit.
Okay. So
my rabbi told me that's
okay,
bullshit.
So yes, so that is a myth. I did look it up, and it says that, listen, there are a lot of people who are, like you said, old school, you know, traditional, mm-hmm. who say that, you know, as far as respect for the body goes, you're not supposed to, you know, desecrate the body and get a tattoo, and it is looked down upon and everything. But then there's also the idea of, after the Holocaust, it became even worse because Jews were getting tattooed against.
You're getting really
but that's not
intense.
I'm just saying.
We're talking about
fact.
Tattoos and Jews and Holocaust now?
I'm just saying that that's one of the things also that holds me. But I realize that that is all, listen, it's a completely different thing in my mind, whatever your beliefs are. It is, but for me, it's about my dad. And I am worried about him, like showing him and the look. I can just imagine the look that's going to be on his face.
I think like my grandmother.
And I'm wondering how many people out there at this age, if your parents are still alive, you know, are you still worried about disappointment? Like there's still that, it's that teenage feeling in me, because I disappointed my parents so many times in my teenage years. It's still that same feeling of, I don't want to disappoint them.
I think,
and my mom won't give a shit.
Of course.
Linda.
She won't give a shit. She'll design it for you.
She'll design it. Yeah. It'll be like the view.
I think at this point of his life, he'll look at it and be like, if you're happy.
I completely disagree.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, even like today, he gave us a check a few weeks ago for something. I don't know. But even today, he's like, you know, you haven't deposited that check yet.
You have not given me the
check.
Okay,
but what I'm saying is, it's like that whole like, you're being irresponsible. Like that whole vibe that I just can't. Oh my God, my whole body starts to like, you know. So the truth of it is, no. If anybody is like thinking about the whole Jewish cemetery thing, that. No, the whole thing
That's
is
bullshit.
That you're not supposed to, you know, make anybody feel excluded, and that you're supposed to, everyone should be able to be buried where they want to be buried and that kind of thing.
So. Oh, okay. Wow. Well, you're getting so, well, this is a fun episode
it
and we're talking
fun.
About death and buried and desecrating and.
No, I'm just.
Tattoos.
I'm just. Tattoos. No, I'm legitimately just. Listen, it's not supposed to be. It's about things we're embarrassed to
okay.
admit. And
all
I'm
right,
admitted
here.
That I'm 41 and I'm still worried about my daddy's approval. is what I was trying to say.
Right. Okay. Moving on, once again, from your seriousness shit, I'm going to go even further to so not important, just a stupid thing that I don't like to admit, but probably one of my stupidest is.
Oh.
If I'm at, like, Wegmans or a public place or Target or anything, forget about seeing somebody I don't want to see. Even if I see somebody that I want to see, like who I like a lot, I still won't make eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
I'll walk the other way and be like, I pretend I never saw them and be like, I just want to be alone. I don't want to talk. I'm on my way.
And that's very...
I'm out of here.
Yeah, I think people... It's very relatable.
Even if I love them. Like, mm-hmm. it's not about them. It's about that I'm just doing my shit. I want to get out of here. Done.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was a simple...
Oh, my God.
What?
You, like, you have the most terrible, embarrassing things.
What? No, because I didn't want to talk...
Everybody does that.
I don't want to talk about the Holocaust. I just wanted to have a fucking stupid...
I was just giving some background information.
Okay, ready? Next one. I'm gonna throw a bonus one in.
Oh,
on top
okay.
of that.
Sometimes I don't button all the buttons on my shirt.
One of my favorite songs, Party...
Baby Shark.
Party in the USA. Miley Cyrus.
Oh, my God.
Whenever I hear that song, I get in a good mood.
Oh, my God. Are you a Miley Cyrus? Like, do you think she's hot?
Not really.
Mm.
She's got a hotness to her.
Oh, I would think she's totally your type.
No,
because
she's
edgy and she's, she seems like she'd be a little dirty.
No, she's very dirty.
Well, I don't think she's very dirty, but she's dirty.
But maybe it brings me back to when like our kids were younger or something and we went to birthday parties and they would play mm-hmm. all the pop songs back then and that was one of them. But I really like that song. Whenever it comes on, I get in a good
mazel
mood.
Tub.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Well, that's a little embarrassing to admit.
Wow. You didn't have much time to do this, did you? my next one.
Good. Oh, boy.
It's not.
Wait, was it World War I or something? Like, were you at like.
Oh, God. No. All right. So my next one. All right. I'm going to say this beforehand. If you are uncomfortable talking about explicit sexual things, please turn it off now.
Hit the 30-second.
No, God, no. They're hit like the. Is there a 3-minute? There needs to be like a 4-minute. Or if you are my mom or my dad, or a former teacher of mine who once had me in like third grade, just turn it off now. Mm-hmm. And I'm giving you fair warning, but I'm gonna say it.
Oh my God!
I know,
what is going on?
I know. I'm gonna get a little serious here, but no, it's good. And it has nothing to do with you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Oh boy.
Nothing. I'm not pointing this towards you, but I absolutely hate anal sex.
Oh, I get that.
I hate it.
Yeah. No.
I wanted to like it.
What, you hate it?
I hate it.
Okay.
Hate.
It's been a long time. Because I've known you haven't liked it.
Not that long. Can I just go? So here's my thing. It's obviously becoming more normalized, right? Like people talk about it a lot. You know, celebrities talk about it on Howard. Okay. So here's my deal. So it's obviously becoming more normalized, right? Like it's becoming more of like people are, you know, listen, you're not like going out to, well, we go out to dinner and talk about it, but you're not, you know, the majority of the public isn't probably like, it's not, you know, dinner talk. In, you know, unless you have our friends, in which case it is. But it's definitely like, whereas one point it was completely taboo. And I'm sure if, you know, the generation before us, our parents' generation, God, I'm sure, you know, so few of them tried it and experimented with it. I mean, I don't even want to think about our parents.
All right,
our,
move on.
Okay. Yeah. So, but what I'm saying is, all right, so in 2017, Marie Claire magazine, there's a survey was done of 3,000 sexually active millennials, and it showed that 35% of women were engaging in anal sex at least some of the time.
Good for them.
Stop it.
Well, they don't want to get pregnant, so
they're
doing the right thing.
Stop. Can you just not? You just lost us like 75 to 100 followers.
I'm just saying.
So, no, seriously, here's my problem. Here's the part I'm embarrassed about. I'm not embarrassed to admit that.
Right.
Right. Like, that's not a big deal to me. Here's the part that I'm embarrassed about. I'm embarrassed about how long we continued to do it, not your fault again, when I didn't like it. Because I didn't want to be the woman, the wife, who was like, you know, quote unquote, like, prudish, even though it's not prudish, but I didn't want to admit that I didn't like it so much. And okay. I allowed myself to keep doing it because I knew you liked it and I wanted to please you. Again, I'm not blaming you. It's not your fault.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, okay. It's not. Okay. I know.
All right. Well, what Never I'm saying is, oh my God.
I'm just saying.
I'm trying to have a moment here.
Thank you.
But the whole thing is that like, if we don't like something, We shouldn't be doing it. We shouldn't be doing it for somebody else. You and I do plenty of other stuff. I should have just said to you no after the. I mean, I hated it from the first time we did it. And so the only reason I'm talking about it is because if anybody's out there who's like doing stuff because you want to please your partner and you don't like it, we shouldn't be doing that. That's dumb.
Right. So how long has it been since that happened?
Since we first tried it?
No. Since the last time we tried it?
I would say within a year.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, whatever it was, it hasn't happened because I knew you didn't like it. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't make me happy.
You're not. I know you're being defensive, but I'm not.
No, not defensive. Just letting you know.
I'm upset with myself is what I'm saying is that I knew you liked it. And so I wanted to be the wife who would do it and not suffer through it, but just,
ouch.
I really don't like, and I have friends and I know people. And I'm not judging anybody. I wanted to like it. I think if you like, great, go do 100%. I'm not in any sense saying, don't, or it's bad. Oh my God, do whatever. Sexually, if you're happy, fucking go for it, whatever you want. Personally, I don't like it. And I'm sure there are people out there with other things that they don't like. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying, fuck that. We don't have to do it. And say from the first time, No, right. I don't want to do it, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And we experiment with so many different things. And that was one of them. And a lot of things we experiment with, I love that I should have just had the guts to say, I don't want to fucking do this.
Yeah. And I would have been like, okay.
Absolutely. No one is judging you. This is all about me.
So we went from part in the USA to anal sex.
Well, that's your fault. That's your fault. That's what you're ashamed of, really? Fucking party in the USA?
Well, now that you talk about,
you're like upset
sex,
that you were at a bar mitzvah and it came on and you were like, let's dance.
Yeah. Well, first of all, if you see me dance, I would be embarrassed.
Oh, well, yes. If anyone saw that Instagram video from last weekend.
Should we get like a little dark for a second?
According to you, I've already been dark the whole time.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure... Can I preface this with, I'm sure other people have thought this too, and probably you. Okay. All right. Sometimes, just sometimes, when I'm driving to work, I picture myself getting in a car accident just so I can spend like a week in the hospital recovering.
I think that has been said a lot of times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like non-fatal, backbreaking.
And Bad Moms. Bad Moms is the movie that where she says, Kristen Bell's character, I think it is, that says that she oftentimes pictures herself getting in a...
Oh, is that true?
A really bad car accident just so she
No, but I'll literally be driving to work and be like, if I just swerve a little bit and angle it correctly, I won't hurt myself too much, but I'll need
How about
a week.
Hurting anybody else?
Well, that too,
right.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. That I'll need like a week in the hospital just to recover, mm-hmm. and like everybody has to leave me alone. Mm-hmm. Like none. Like that sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm. I 100% agree.
So mm-hmm. I should not be ashamed to admit that, huh?
No, I mean, you don't act on it. Then you'd be ashamed.
Yeah, kind of.
What do you mean, kind of? You sometimes swerve the wheel to try to...
Maybe like an eighth of a degree or something.
No, you don't. No, you're really boring to play this game with, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, you're. I need a better partner.
All right. Wait, let me give you a better one.
Okay. Better than that?
Okay. Ready?
Is it possible?
There's been more than once.
Oh boy.
Yep.
That I used the same knife in the peanut butter and the jelly.
Do you know they make peanut butter and jelly in the same jar? And you can buy that at the store?
Yeah, since like the 70s.
Wow, what a fucking stupid waste. All right.
What? That's a perfect idea. It's like a Reese's peanut butter cup. Same thing.
There has been more than once, maybe twice, that I've finished before even like getting inside of you.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I've had to fake my way the whole way through.
I feel like a rock star.
Yeah. Like we had like too much foreplay or something. And I finished like as I was about to get inside of you.
Wow.
And I was done.
I'm
and
not
I'm like,
good.
What the fuck do I do now?
Oh my God.
And I had to fake like two more minutes.
Well, at least
of
I'm not the only one.
Satisfaction.
Wow.
Oh, we just had a joke at the same time.
No, I was going to say we want to come at the same time, but we just had a fake at the same time.
Right, exactly.
Is that count? Yeah. If we both fake it at the same time?
No, but I've literally like coming inside of you, mm-hmm. and had it been
Oh,
like,
that must be torture because you can't
torture.
Come twice.
No.
So it's then once torture. You're done, you're done.
Yeah. So I had to like.
That's a good survey. We should do that survey.
I can't do that. You know, I've never been able to
do
that.
No, I know. Because even in your younger years, you were not able to.
No. So, yeah. So I was trying to. Yeah. So we did too much before and I was done. And I just had to fake my whole way through.
You could have said to me, I'm done. And I would have been like, that's totally fine. There's like six fucking Netflix
bullshit.
Shows I
want
to watch.
No, you wanted some sex.
Oh, boy. Okay. So here's my next one.
Okay.
Along similar lines, but not really. So I've been on a Sarah Silverman kick lately. I'll get obsessed with like a celebrity that I love, or I'll hear a celebrity speak or something and I'll get obsessed and I'll listen to every interview they've ever done and every podcast they've ever done. And you know, they've done a Howard interview or written a book or what, just everything. I just get obsessed. So lately I've been on Sarah Silverman. And she was being interviewed by Howard recently. And she said something which was like kind of like, you know, how sometimes someone will say something and you'll be like, oh my God, like, you know, I feel that way too. And like, it'll be like a revelation for you. So that happened to me because she was on Howard and she goes, I love balls.
I heard this interview.
Yeah, we listened to it on the way back. I'm a ball girl. I actually think she said I'm a ball guy for some reason. She said, you know, just whatever. Because she like considers herself kind of like a guy's guy. And I was like, oh my God, I'm a ball girl too. Yeah. So I like me some balls. I do. I think they're fun. I think I like the balls more than the penis. What? To play with.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You could juggle them.
I think some girls think they're gross. And they're like hairy and like, you know, like
it's all
it
gross.
Feels a little bit like, but to me, it's like, you know, those stress reliever things where you like, you know, you just kind of like squeeze it a little bit and it's like a stress reliever.
If anybody could see Danielle's hand motion right now.
No, but it was when she said that, you know what it was when I, it's always those kind of people who I become obsessed with, like a Sarah Silverman or an Amy Schumer or people who aren't afraid to say shit that are going to make you say, you know what? I'm going to fucking say it too. Like those are my favorite people in the world. There's nobody like that, you know, that I just want to be like that where I can just say whatever I want.
Speaking of number two.
Oh boy. More? Well, we're blessed enough to get more bathroom talk.
Listen, I'm in my uncomfort zone. So, sometimes when going number two,
sometimes at band camp, stick a flute up my pussy.
I'll quit halfway because I get bored.
Say that again.
Sometimes when I go number two, I quit halfway because I'm bored sitting there.
How do you quit halfway?
You just know that like you're not done, but you're not going. There's still more, but it's not
coming
yet. See,
that's the difference between a mom and a dad. Right there.
What?
Because a mom takes as much time as possible in the bathroom if she's going to the bathroom. Like I would sit there and long enough to get hemorrhoids.
No.
If it meant not coming out and having to deal with my kids again. No.
If I have to go, I go as fast as I can.
So you have that luxury.
And I'm done. And I'm like, or I'm not done, but I'm like done for now. And I'm out. And then if I have to go again, I'll go. But I can't just sit there because I get fucking bored. And I'm
well, what's the difference of sitting in the bathroom? Like sometimes our kids will get in the car and they'll be like, oh, when are we going to be there? And I'm like, what's the difference if you play on your fucking electronics in the car or on the couch?
What if I
like,
forget my phone?
What's the difference?
And I'm just sitting
terrible.
In the fucking
toilet. That is horrible. I have to admit, that is horrible. Going into the bathroom to make a poop without your phone is devastating.
What, can you imagine?
No, I can imagine. I do it sometimes. And then I'll say to one of our kids, can you just like open the door a crack and hand me my phone, please? And then just shut it and I'll like lean up and lock it.
Yeah. So I'll get halfway through and be like, all right, I'm done. I got to get out of here. And then if I got to go again, I'll go again.
You're like that with houses
I'm bored.
Too.
I'm like that with anything.
I know. You can't sit.
I just can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like a poop, really? You can just sit long enough to poop?
Halfway.
Yeah, that's the difference between a mom and a dad right there.
Okay.
Is that you, for us, that is like like being on vacation to us.
Well, that's different from This Is 40, which we have not spoken about in a long time, where he was in the bathroom as long as possible, even if he wasn't going. Mm-hmm. Where for me, that's the opposite.
Don't
I can't
present
do that.
Her. I'm not sure I want to make that move.
I don't Scrabble. Smell anything.
Right. I shoved an Altoid up my ass.
Show me. Go ahead. Stand up. Stand up. Show me.
I love them.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. But go now because I have one left.
Oh, well, I'll just do one more.
Okay.
I'm okay to do it. What are we
but
on time? What?
For a surprise, my next one comes along with some bonus content.
Oh, shit.
I got me some bonus content.
Whose turn is it?
Yours.
Oh. Well, I have one that I'll skip because it's like a little bit, I don't know, should I skip one? It's like a little bit serious. Should I just go to the fun one?
Can you do it fast or?
I mean, I feel like we could have a whole episode about it. Should I just mention it quickly?
Go ahead.
So here's my thing. All right. So I mentioned about Sarah Silverman. Another thing she said, which I was already thinking about, and she sort of put it at the foremost of my mind, is she was talking about people who, you know, drive expensive cars and have, you know, big diamonds and everything. And she's like, why do I want those things? Why? So that someone who can have those things looks at mine and is like, oh, they're really lucky to have that. She's like, why do I need to feel validated like that? And for me, in my 41 years of age, I'm starting to feel like, yeah, I'm kind of ashamed at how motivated I've always been by luxury items. And I'm sort of like, in some ways, thinking to myself that, like, you know, I think about my ring that we talked about. Uh-huh. And I'm sort of like, when you first gave it to me, it was beautiful and I loved it. And now it sort of is just like, it brings me discomfort almost, because we're not in a place to really like afford it and that kind of thing. And I'm sort of like, stuff like that now makes me uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I want to get to a place where I am not minimalist. Listen, I always want to dress in things that are going to make me feel more comfortable in my, you know, with myself. I'm willing to spend the money for that. If
what,
it makes
like
me
sweats?
Feel better, maybe nicer sweats, more expensive sweats.
Nice sweats?
Yes, for real. There's a such thing as nice sweats.
Like juicy?
No, oh my God. Really?
Is that still a thing?
$19.99? No, you know, I feel like I want to be able to travel. I definitely want to do luxurious things. But there have been things that I've bought or I've done because it was just a validation of some type. Or like I think about my the ring that you got me. Mm-hmm. And I think to myself, like, I was trying to prove something about, like, okay, well, he buys himself so many nice things. Is he willing to do that for me? And then once you gave it to me, I was sort of like, yeah, it's really nice, but okay, now what? You know? And I want to get to a place where I don't feel like that anymore. And so I don't know. Do you know about this whole new rage of like Marie Kondo and the tidying up thing?
What?
Right. So I read her book like a couple years ago. Her name is Marie Kondo. She has a show on Netflix called Tidying Up. Okay. And I have all kinds of conflicting emotions about that show. I think she's wonderful. And I think that she has is, you know, she makes lots of valid, advice for things, but I have some issues with it. But at the same time, she says, if it doesn't bring you joy, you should get rid of it. And quite honestly, like, a lot of my luxury items at this point in our life, when we need to be saving for college and we need to be saving for retirement and all those things that we're not doing so well, no longer like bring me joy. They mm-hmm. make me feel silly, you know, and they make me feel irresponsible. Mm-hmm. So one thing I'm ashamed about is the fact that I felt at one point like I needed like that validity, you know, I needed that validation, maybe from you that you were willing to do that for me and I want to no longer feel like that. Like I want to legitimately just buy things that bring me real intense joy, not mm-hmm. just symbols of things.
Correct.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. And I want to try moving
that
forward to do
that.
That
comes with age. That comes with.
I think that comes with age. It comes with experience, and it comes with maybe a knowledge of
understanding what's important.
And sometimes you have to get those things to realize. Mm-hmm. And you know, listen, some people get those things and can get a billion of those things and still be able to afford them. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have that same. But for us in our position, you know. We have three kids who need to go to college and who we want to be able, you know, we want to be able to have a nice retirement and stuff. It makes no sense. So
okay.
I want to be able to spend on the things that actually bring me joy, not the things that are a representation of something else, like diamonds. And
I think we should stop there.
Wait, I just want to say one thing. Because it is important to say. Okay. I have lots of friends who work very, very hard and have expensive diamonds and cars. And I am not putting anybody down. If you are out there and you drive expensive cars or you have expensive, by all means, I want to each your own. You do that. I don't judge you as a human being. at all for that. I am looking inward at my own situation and saying, in my situation currently, I need to reevaluate.
That's going to be a whole nother.
But that's something that definitely I think about looking back, and I'm a little embarrassed.
Okay.
So yeah,
okay. That's okay. But yeah, you shouldn't be, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But that's going to be a whole nother
topic. Absolutely. But I need to admit that. And like I said, I don't judge at all. A lot of my best friends have beautiful, beautiful things, and I'm so happy for them.
Of course.
And they everybody deserves what you want, you know, and hopefully we all get it.
There was just a thing that came out with, I think it was Kanye West.
Kanye West. Oh my God.
I was just going to say, like, isn't it impressive that I knew his name?
Oh, but you don't.
Kanye?
Kanye West is what you like.
Quinoa West.
Right.
He was just in the news because he spent like $100,000 for a night out, like at a bar.
By himself or with friends?
No, with people. Like he spent $100,000. Like to him, that's nothing.
Right.
Like to us, that's if we spent $100, that's like him spending $100,000.
Okay, can I move on from this? Can I just elaborate?
Sure.
We throw a party every summer.
Yeah.
And it's always been a used to. right. Last summer we didn't do it. It's been a lot of expenses and everything. But to me, that wasn't wasted money. To me, to give our friends a night like that and for us with our friends, in my mind, there's other people who would say that's a waste. It's all, you know, it's all very subjective. Yeah. Wow.
I'm good with words.
Look at you coming at my defense with English.
Goddamn.
But, you know, it's always, so to me, listen, to me, that's not wasted money. You're giving everybody a night together to just forget their worries and whatever. That's not wasted money to me. I would like to be able to do that again.
Sure. Would I.
But what I'm saying is, you know, that to me, like Kanye West, if he can give people a night out to, fine. I mean, I'm not a Kanye West fan, but.
Right. For my last one, this is kind of like a big one for me that I think I've dealt with forever, that I'm not like most guys. Like, I don't fit the image of, like, being a man. Like...
You don't say.
I don't say. I do
but
say.
But I like that about you.
I do say. For instance, okay, so I went to this BuzzFeed article about, like, what are embarrassing things for guys, you know, like... What do guys not admit to, or what do they do that women don't know about, kind of thing? And there was a bunch that I can relate to, but I picked out a few that seem typical for guys that I just can't kind of deal with. So I chose a few. So number one, peeing in the sink if the shower's too far away. I can never do that. Like, I would never...
Was this an article for, like, frat guys?
No, it's about what guys do that
I never
they don't
even thought
tell
about that. You
women.
Probably could easily pee in the sink.
Easily.
Right.
But I would never do that because
I
couldn't...
Oh, and I wonder how many guys actually do that.
Correct.
Right.
Cutting their fingernails and leaving their clippings lying around. I would never do that.
No, you would never.
I brush them into my hands.
You would never do that.
And I make sure I get all of them and I put them into the garbage can.
And you married me.
Turning,
you saint.
Turning dirty boxers inside out to wear them again in another day. I'd kill myself before I do something like that. Mm-hmm. But that's like a guy thing. And like...
I think that's like a frat guy thing. I don't
You think so?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I think it's more of just like a man... Like...
Yeah.
What men kind of do, like shaving and not taking the time to wash away the whiskers that fill into the sink. Mm-hmm. If I know the cleaning girl is coming, I make sure I clean the whole sink because I shaved and like I can't leave anything. All right. Having a cold and wiping snot in the sleeve of their shirt. Like,
No, you just do it in the shower where I'm going to be standing for four seconds.
It doesn't affect anybody except the
I'm
drain.
I'm sure there's some kind of germs left that go into my foot, that go into my... yeah.
But being too lazy to take a shower and slathering on deodorant instead. I shower every fucking day. Even if we're home being lazy, I have to shower every day.
But can I just say...
Yeah.
It's so much easier for you to shower than me. You get out.
This is not about you. This is about guys.
No, but what I'm saying is, I don't shower sometimes because I'm like, ugh, I have to do my hair, and then I'm gonna have to
you don't have to do your hair.
I do have to do my hair if I shower.
You don't do your hair every time you shower.
Well, in the winter, I have to at least dry it. I can't go outside with wet hair.
Why? Because it's cold.
Yeah. And my hair takes like a really long time to dry. Like, we have way more steps than you.
Yeah, but this is
not
about...
And my hair will look like shit if I don't dry it.
This is not about men versus women. This is about me versus what the typical guy is like. Mm-hmm. Like,
I think most guys shower every day.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like, all right, here, wearing jeans for more than a month without washing them.
A month?
I
That's
wash
repulsive.
My jeans every time I wear them.
That's ridiculous.
I can't, because they don't
That's a waste.
Fit. They don't fit right if you don't do that.
Because you're too skinny.
Oh.
No, but I'm saying yours is about fit, but like nobody washes their jeans after one time of wear. All right, that's another poll.
I do.
That's insane.
I have to. Then they're too
loose.
And
I'm the opposite. Mine don't fit correctly because they're too tight the first time. By like the seventh time I wear them, they're good.
No, if I wear jeans and then wear them again, they don't fit right. They're too baggy. They're too loose.
Right.
Like they need to
I
be
know
washed.
That.
And,
yeah, I know that with
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're not buying the right jeans.
I've got me some nice Levi's 511s. No, not 501. 511s.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
All right.
That's you don't. You're not even supposed to wash your jeans every time.
I know, but I don't like the way they feel if you don't wash them after a wear.
That's
Sorry.
Why I have so much fucking laundry.
Oh, please.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wash my own jeans.
All right, let's calm down here, okay? Let's calm down before this turns into a fight. All right, I have one more.
Okay.
Do we have time?
Sure.
Okay, so my last one is... I hate the Godfather movies.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Nope.
I'm sorry.
First of all, you never saw the first one.
Okay, here's the deal.
Okay.
I have tried to watch the first one.
Okay.
It's been out since, 77? Is that when it came out? Okay. The first time I tried to watch it, my brother used to watch it. My brother's 10 years older than me. He used to watch it all the time. Mm-hmm. I tried to watch it when I was younger. Obviously, when I was like 6 and he was 16, I couldn't watch it. Fine.
Right.
Then I went, I was in high school and I tried it again. Couldn't watch it. Couldn't get through it. NYU, I was in a whole film program.
Are we still talking about the first one?
I never got to the second one because I never watched I couldn't finish the first one.
God.
Okay. So at NYU, I watched. So our teacher, one of my teachers, gave us a list of the top 100 films to watch. I would say 97 of them I loved. I was obsessed. The Godfather was one of the three that I could not get through. And I feel so guilty admitting that because I feel like I love film. I love movies. I love like mafia. I love Goodfellas. I love Casino. I love all those. I can't fucking get through The Godfather, but I almost feel un-American admitting that. Like,
it's
I feel
awful.
Like I'm like a traitor
you feel
to my country.
Really bad
I know.
About yourself.
I know. And another thing on the completely opposite spectrum, which you're not going to be able to relate to, but a lot of people, other people will, is that I fucking hate reality television. I hate all of it.
But I can't relate to that.
Well, because you're not you're not into like the real Real Housewives. I know a lot of guys watch The Bachelor
okay.
and stuff.
I thought you were saying that I watch it,
you watch like, you love, America's Got Talent or you'll watch some of those.
I like Impractical Jokers. I like,
but that's different.
Right. I'm not into reality
TV. But like
TV.
My friends love The Housewives. They all like go to their book signings and everything. And I cannot get through an episode.
Wait. Before you even get there.
Oh, boy.
Godfather 1, incredible, slow. Godfather 2, You have to watch it.
I'm mortified to Godfather admit that I don't 3, like it.
You'll kill yourself watching it. It's so bad.
I've watched a lot of, like, when I was at NYU, I'm going to sound elitist or whatever. I love film. I watched, you know, like, tons of Kubrick and Hitchcock. And, like, I watched tons of film. Every time The Godfather would come off, I'd turn it off. I couldn't do it.
I kind of get that because it's so slow.
It's a very hard thing to admit.
What?
That I couldn't watch it.
No, so, it's not.
And reality television is just as hard also because I'm not, it leaves me this whole connection, like this lack of connection with all these friends of mine who are like obsessed. Ugh. I can't talk about it with them. No, don't say, ugh, because a
I
lot
can't
of,
stand it.
Because I have tons of guilty pleasures in other television that I watch that's probably just as indulgent and stupid. It's just not reality.
Yeah, but
based.
At least there's no, content. There's
No. I watch plenty of dumb shows that have no content. Yeah. I just happen to not like the reality versions of them. So anyway, so that's my thing, is that I don't like The Godfather, which is, I realize, a huge disappointment.
Did you try part two?
Why am I going to try part two?
Did you try part two? Yes or no?
No.
You have to. It's such a different thing than part one.
Okay.
You have to.
Okay.
It's incredible. You would love it, I think.
Well, I love Diane Keaton. Love her.
You would love it.
Okay. I'll try it.
It's a very different thing than part one.
Okay.
Skip three. Fuck three.
All right, I just feel like I am the only person I've ever met. Can you meet yourself? I'm the only person I know of.
Okay.
That did not, like, everybody's like, oh, The Godfather, it's amazing. It changed my life and it's life changing.
Okay,
in film.
It's not that.
And,
all right, listen.
No, people talk like that.
All right, it's a great movie. Like, it's an incredible movie.
And I can't, yeah, I can't.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Done? What else you got?
I mean, do you want me to go back to anything?
Nope.
Or do you want to talk more about like your closet? Do you want to talk more about like my party in the USA?
I usually go from blacks to grays to whites and then colors after that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm wondering why you married me.
Cause I thought you tricked me. You were like, I have the cleanest closet. You should come see my place.
No, and then I never said that to you. No way. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, this went way longer than I thought it was going to. Let's close out. Let's get out of here.
Please rate and review.
Okay.
Yeah, please, 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 please. I am begging.
God.
We're getting so many messages and I love all those messages, but if those same people could rate and review, that would be amazing.
Anybody who's listening, you've been amazing. If you've rated and reviewed, mm-hmm. If you haven't,
stop that. you have to make everything uncomfortable. You can't just be nice.
All right. Thanks guys. We love you. It's been so fun.
Yeah. We love you. See you on Instagram.
All right. Goodbye. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.